This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Clouds so swift, the rain won't live. Gate won't close, the railings froze. Get your minds off winter time. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, red me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come.
Laura Hurwitz here, and welcome to The Easy Chair. Today I'm joined by guest Michelle Tenney. This is Michelle's third time on the podcast, I believe.
Yes.
And I have had many people tell me how inspired they have been by Michelle's words. And Michelle generally writes short articles on all sorts of things related to body, health, spirit. Mm-hmm. And speaking from my own experience, she knows so much about the human body and the way the human body and the human mind connect. Michelle, you've got two pieces to read that I know were written a little bit of a while ago, back in January. But we were talking about new beginnings, and it's summer, and
yes,
it feels like new things are happening. So.
All the time.
Yeah, nature of life.
That's right. Well, thank you for having me, Laura. I really enjoy our time together and doing this, and I am inspired by you more so than, you know, I love to hear that people are listening and that they're being encouraged.
I actually had someone contact me to find out how they could contact you because they needed to, as she put it, I need to get it together. It's touching people.
Thank you. That's encouraging to me. I would just like to read two articles today that I did right in the beginning of the year to just kind of jumpstart people into what the wellness part of resolutions and things of that nature, how they kind of blindside us, but also to kind of steer people in the right direction.
And that is so great, because if you think about resolutions, a lot of times people see them in terms of sacrifice.
Right.
And effort, mm-hmm. You know,
self-abnegation, torture.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay, so my first article was titled Long-Lasting Lifestyle Changes. At this time every year, I marvel at the media and how they try to marinate our thoughts into the New Year fitness craze. Segment after segment on this diet, that exercise routine, the latest and greatest equipment and gadgets, I get exhausted watching it all. The solid truth is that 4 out of 10 will have quit their fitness resolutions by the end of January, and 9 out of 10 will quit by March. Unfortunately, it's a very real and predictable fact. So what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, right? Well, I'm here to encourage you and tell you the good news. Long-lasting lifestyle changes are indeed obtainable. Long-lasting lifestyle changes need only begin as a thought and then a belief in your mind and heart. I always tell my clients, especially the children I train for squash, you have to first see yourself as a winner, then believe you are a winner, and then implement what you know you can do. See it, believe it, and do it. Picture in your mind yourself as a healthy, active, fit, and happy individual. You've heard me say many times before, you are not what you feel, you are what you believe. Eventually, your feelings will catch up to your belief, so stay positive. Your mind is the battlefield, so understand your opposition and become a strategist. Don't set a goal of a 5 a.m. workout if you're a night owl and hate mornings. If you've never run a half a mile, please don't take on a 5-mile-a-day goal. You get my point. Lifestyle changes, the ones that last, will always start with small baby steps, acceptance, and adaptability. Self-abnegation is a sneaky sabotager, so be on alert. When you deny yourself, you are unhappy. So at some point, you will grow weary and decide to throw in the towel, eat an entire sheet cake, all in the name of I deserve it. And so the vicious cycle begins, because after you eat the sheet cake, you will more than likely feel guilty and go for some chips and ice cream for comfort. You see the sly and sneaky self-abnegation, how it can be. So now let's talk about our food. I'm a believer in cleansing. However, the only way cleansing should be done is with food. Good food, that is. Spinach, carrots, and garlic actually help detox your liver. Apples, flax seeds are wonderful sources of fiber. The latest and greatest shakes are processed and are not sustainable for longevity of good health. That should be your one and only goal. A long, healthy, enriched life, well lived with lots of love. Now here's the one word you are not hearing much of. Balance. Your life is meant to be enjoyed. Have fun. Eat pizza and ice cream. I do. I just don't eat it every day, and neither should you. I was able to enjoy every party I attended this Christmas / holiday season, and I was able to get to a goal weight before Christmas and maintain it through the new year simply because I ate clean in between those parties. You can do this. I believe in you. Here's to your health.
I'm going to break in here with a quick word from this week's sponsor, Rothy's Shoes. Rothy's is this incredible company that makes stylish shoes for women and girls out of recycled plastic water bottles. They're the everyday flats for life on the go. Rothy's are stylish and versatile, and they go with everything from yoga pants to dresses and skirts. Rothy's come in a wide range of colors and patterns, and they're available in four different silhouettes. Plus, Rothy's always come with free shipping and free returns and exchanges. No risk, no worries, and no reason not to try. Another thing you should know is Rothy's are manufactured in a zero-waste factory, and they ship directly in the shoebox. No unnecessary packaging. They're feel-good flats in more ways than one. You will quickly discover why BuzzFeed called them their forever shoes. I know that's the way I feel about my Rothy's sneakers. They're comfortable, I get compliments on them everywhere I go, and I can wear them with absolutely anything. And throw them in the wash. Another great bonus. Check out all the amazing styles available right now at rothys.com/chair. That's rothys.com/chair to get your new favorite flats. Comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to rothys.com/chair today. And now, back to the podcast. Michelle, I love this, and it is so, it feels very relevant to me. I'm just coming off of my anniversary weekend. Okay. Sam and I went to a bed and breakfast. It was wonderful, nice. But they're very famous for their absolutely disgustingly
delicious,
wonderful. Right. I mean, yes. This brunch that we went to yesterday, mm-hmm. was just, I've never seen so many carbs soaked, yeah. in butter.
Yeah.
It was wonderful, but we got into the car afterwards and we both said, you know, I wouldn't even want to do this every single day.
Right.
It really doesn't feel good. But I can see getting into that spiral where it doesn't feel good and you don't feel good. So then it's like, what the hell? Just keep going.
Right.
And rather than sort of seeing things as you're saying, you know, you don't have to stay away from them completely. It's not a life sentence. You can't ever have an ice cream cone again. But just to do it in a joyful way, and mm-hmm. when you are inspired to do it, I guess making
to
it a habit
better more than you don't,
right?
And that's right. The balance part of it,
right? And when you say eat clean, that's what that is,
mm-hmm.
right?
Just yes. You're eating healthy, you're eating your fruits and your vegetables, and you're not having processed foods or fried foods and things of that nature that are just going to sabotage your health.
And I do believe there is almost an addictive quality to...
There absolutely is.
Yeah, I just think foods with preservatives, mm-hmm. It's just...
High fructose corn syrup is one of the most highly addictive ingredients in any one particular food. And the truth of the matter is that they, you know, the FDA and the pharmaceuticals know it. And their goal is to keep us sick instead of an ounce of prevention.
Absolutely right. And I also couldn't help, after being at this lovely bed and breakfast, noticing that our fellow bed and breakfast stayers, most of them seem to be overweight and slow moving, you know, very sedentary. Yes. Some of them were even, they needed canes to get around. Aww. And I'm thinking, you
That's
know,
so sad to me.
It is, it's extremely sad. And as much as this is a big pleasure and indulgence, it isn't for every day.
Mm-mm. Absolutely not.
I love that piece, and I think that's something that everyone can take to heart.
So I have a second one. It's titled, It's All in Your Mind. January is a perfect month for new beginnings. Most people take a step in the right direction towards living healthier lives. However, most of those steps fail to continue to march on by the end of February. Knowing our weaknesses is actually a strength. Once we can identify the areas where we are weak, we can then make a strategy in which we can conquer and have victory. That begins with one still small voice, smack dab in the middle of your thinking. The battlefield is your mind. If you're struggling with an addiction to sugar, you need to change the way you think about sugar. Think of sugar as your enemy, not your tasty little friend. If you're battling a smoking habit, you need to start thinking of yourself as a non-smoker. If you're depressed and unmotivated, you need to see yourself as a person who works out and is healthy. It's a choice you make in very small increments and for many small periods of time. You've heard me say we are spirits that have a soul, that live in a body, and all three parts need to be whole and healthy in order for us to function well. I like to use a wheel as an example. If you have three axles, and if one of those axles is bent, your wheel will still go round and round, just with extra strain on the other axles, and certainly not fluidly. When we make small daily, even minute-by-minute decisions, they eventually become a habit. To make long-lasting lifestyle changes starts with these decisions. Then the healthy part becomes a habit. So that was my small part. my small version, but I go on to say it was for the Long Club that I was writing this, and so I was talking about the buddy system, and you know, sometimes when you have a buddy to help you in the small little decisions, it definitely can benefit you.
It absolutely can. Yeah. And one thing that I loved was just when you were talking about how you can sort of change your mind to think of things as like sugar, not as this coveted friend,
right?
But as something you really, maybe like as an enemy, you're definitely putting a negative spin on it, but also avoidant. You know, you don't want to have sugar. I have never actually been able to manage this. I'm just thinking like the things I crave they tend to be sweet things.
Yeah, I'm a sugar sweet person too. Some people are salt, some people are sugar, and some people are a combination. But I think if you adopt, is this going to, you know, you're looking at something you want to eat, ask if it's going to hurt you or help you.
Yeah. I mean, that makes so much sense. But a lot of times you've got those weakened moments where you're doing things impulsively or emotionally.
Right. And that's why you have candy at the checkout line.
You know what? That's right. You know what they call that? They actually call that point of purchase, and it's for impulse buy.
Absolutely.
That, oh my God. So that along with, I'm trying to think what else is up there, but it's basically candy. But you're right. It's those things that catch your eye and you think, ooh, that would be good.
That would be nice.
and you don't really examine your thought. You just reach your hand out.
Right.
So that makes complete sense. You know, one thing that I just think is kind of interesting, because we're talking a lot about health and stuff and the way you feel about your body, just in terms of weight and strength. Mm-hmm. Another issue, at least from where I'm sitting, is like the way you feel about your body as you get older, because stuff changes.
Absolutely.
And the whole idea of believing it I struggle when I get out of bed in the morning and I've got whatever aches and pains I'm waking up to that day to believe that I can feel young and pain-free and right. just like I used to feel. That is a stretch for me.
It's a choice. It's a choice. And your attitude is everything. Ask my apple of my eye.
Oh, at 95. Yes. 96. Yeah.
She will tell you that, you know, she simply loves her life.
And she probably gets up out of bed and whatever she's feeling, she just is going to feel great.
That's right.
That's it. That's because right. if you believe it, you wake up to feeling great.
That's right. She has her aches and pains too. Don't, you know, she is 96, but in her mind, she's not. You know, so these little things are a nuisance to her. You know, her shoulder, her leg is like, but I'm just going to keep going. That's what she says. I'm just going to keep going.
See, that's wonderful, because I think a lot of times if you've got those aches and pains, you don't get to that next, I'm going to keep going. It's right. like, oh, I can't do that anymore.
Right.
I'm getting old. It's the beginning of the end.
Right.
And I do believe, you know, sometimes I mean, that certainly is something I'm a little bit guilty of. I'm going to try to use that strategy, you know, just kind of going into it, mm-hmm. believing,
right.
you know, it's not how you feel, it's what you believe.
Right.
All right, Michelle, that is my personal challenge from you this time around,
okay.
and a challenge to all the listeners out there as well. So please, if you have any questions for me or for Michelle, write into easychairpodcast@gmail.com. And Michelle, you can be found on elevate.com.
ElevatePTW.
Okay, forgot the PTW. All right, ElevatePTW.com, and I will have a link to that on the website as I did last time.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Michelle, this was such a pleasure. It really was. So, from the easy chair, this is Laura Hurwitz
and Michelle Tanney,
and we'll see you next time. Bye.
That was a HeadGum podcast.